From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. London attacker identified. London police have identified the person who carried out Wednesday's attack near the British Parliament as Khalid Massoud. The 52-year-old British-born Massoud was known to police for a number of previous convictions for assaults, including possession or offensive weapons. He was last convicted in 2003 for the possession of a knife. Massoud had not, however, been convicted for any terrorism offenses. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack near the British Parliament in London, which killed three people and ended when an officer shot dead Massoud. A statement posted on the IS News agency said Massoud was a soldier of Islamic State, but IS did not indicate that it assisted in the planning or the execution of the attack, saying that Massoud had responded to the terror group's call to attack civilians and the military in countries allied with the U.S.-led coalition fighting IS. Prime Minister Theresa May, in comments to Parliament about the attack, said Massoud was born in Britain, was once investigated by the country's MI5 intelligence agency. British police said Thursday they've arrested eight people in connection with the attack. Parliament reopened its doors today. Labour MP Hilary Benn.
I mean, the fact that, you know, our flag is at half-mast, but Parliament is going to carry on. Our democracy is going to prosper and survive. We're very attached to it, and no one's going to take it away from us.
Tom Sanderson, who directs the Transnational Threats Program at the Washington-based Centers for Strategic International Studies, says motorized vehicles becoming increasingly the terrorist weapon of choice.
This is something that ISIS and Al-Qaeda have both promoted. We're not surprised to see attacks like this. Vehicles are not suspicious devices the way that clearly a gun is or something that looks like a bomb.
This is VOA News. Former Russian lawmaker Denis Voronenkov was shot dead in Kyiv on Thursday in a likely contract killing ordered by Russia. And now that's according to Ukrainian police. Voronenkov fled to Ukraine last year, fearing for his safety, and testified in a treason case against Ukraine's pro-Russia former president Viktor Yanukovych. Ukraine's general prosecutor said Voronenkov's testimony in the case likely led to his death. Police said Voronenkov was standing outside of a hotel in central Kyiv when the assailant shot and killed him. Voronenkov's bodyguard was also wounded but returned fire and hit the gunman. As Syrian talks are set to resume in Geneva on Thursday, the Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State has expanded its support by airdropping local ground forces near the IS-held town of Tabqa in northern Syria. Stephen Zunis, a University of San Francisco analyst, said this is a departure from previous roles of train and advise.
Now, not only do we have combat-ready forces that are much closer to the actual conflict, you're having just this kind of support of inserting troops in ISIS-held territory and other actions, which definitely seem to indicate that the United States is upping its direct participation in the conflict.
Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said coalition airstrikes killed and wounded dozens of civilians in the area this week. The chairman of the congressional committee looking into allegations of Russian influence in last year's election said Wednesday some of President Donald Trump's communications may have been exposed to incidental surveillance following the election. Congressman Devin Nunes chairs the House Intelligence Committee.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting.
Nunes said none of the surveillance involved Russia, and he would like to see an independent investigation. His Democratic counterpart, however, on the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Adam Schiff, says no need.
There is still no evidence that the president was wiretapped by his predecessor.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned yesterday the safety of Westerners could be in peril. He did not elaborate, but added that his country cannot be pushed and shoved and ministers ousted. For more on this, check out our website. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.